And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back from Alaska with Rock Cod Rick Maxa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the busy San Diego Landing in Point Loma. And what a great guest we have for you today. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is here, and we're going to be talking some great coastal fishing and some offshore fishing and a whole lot more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 superpongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a cool day it's going to be today, having Willie in the studio. Lots to talk about.
Yeah, great day. And first, thank you and Corey for covering for me while I was up at Whalers Cove Lodge there in Alaska. And you guys did great shows.
We had a lot of fun.
So good. And I'm so fired up for Corey at San Diego Sport Fishing tomorrow. I mean, talk about a guy who pours baits all day, and he's getting down there. He's fired up. He's ready to go. And good morning, Captain Brian Woolley.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah,
hey,
Dana Wharf Sports Fishing, man. It's happening, man. It's July at Dana Wharf, right?
It is. We're very busy. We're getting boats out multiple times a day, every day. Yeah. Overnight boats, 4-pack boats. We're busy.
Yeah.
And it's a good busy.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you guys kind of do it all there. Heavy on whale watching, too?
We do. We've got multiple boats whale watching every day. We've got big charter business. We try and have open party stuff built around the charter business. So it's busy.
Everything from inshore to offshore to islands and everything.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a boat somewhere doing something every day.
And you run the Sun Fun.
I do. So my stuff's half day, three quarter day. We'll do some all day stuff too. We'll fish Catalina. So, you know, day to day for us during our busy summer, you know, I could be on the beach one day, offshore the next day, Catalina the next day, back to the beach another
day.
Cool. Twilight, we're all over. So
what now? What commands that? What? How do you know where you're going?
So what we try and do? Well, first off, we have, like I said, we have a lot of charter business, and we try to always have something open for our open party run. So if a boat's not chartered, we try and have a three-quarter day boat. If, you know, a bigger boat's open, then we'll try and have two half-day boats. But it just kind of depends on the charter business. We just really try to have something open party for everybody. And if it turns out that the better option is an all-day Catalina trip, then we'll put that on the books as opposed to a local three-quarter day.
I think it's the coolest model. Like, what runs it is customer service. Like, you guys always...
Right.
You know, you don't take the easy route on your scheduling. It's a much more difficult thing, I'm sure, for you and boats and people, but the end result is there's something always, the best option is
totally.
Always available for the customer.
Right. We try and do that, and, you know, that's hard sometimes for us running the boat, right?
I'll
try
bet.
To keep tabs on what's going on where and what's the best opportunity and best option. But, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. We just try and keep it customer-based and what's going to get the boat off the dock with the most amount of people.
Yeah, it'd be super easy to say, like, oh, the half-day boat chartered today, sorry, boys, but not
right.
the case. You jungle them up and, hey, let's go fishing.
And it's cool. We have enough boats that we're able to do that.
That's right,
we can keep it open.
Pretty amazing. And Catalina's starting to turn on, right?
It is, yeah. There's been some action over there. The Furies fished over there a couple days this last week, had some shots at some yellowtail. The bass fishing was turning on. A little bit of bonito, just, you know, standard island stuff. They're not there early enough in the morning, I think, to get into some of that, you know, sea bass and that kind of stuff that's been going on over there. But some halibut on some of those sandy beaches along the back, and they just had some good shots over there. So, and it's still early.
It's still way early.
Yeah.
But this is, everything's late this year, right?
It is, and that's kind of what we were talking about. It's where we're trying to get across our passengers. Just because the calendar says July doesn't mean that, you know, your condition sets are for July, right?
Yeah.
Everything's kind of different, so... It is. Everything's a little slow. Water's still 65 degrees. Still off color in a lot of areas. Just, you know, kind of what we would see end of May into June typically. So hopefully we get it stretched out on the other end of the calendar, you know,
sure.
later in the fall. But it'll come together once, you know, we get some consistent sunshine and some of that kind of stuff. Some of the other conditions, like the current is definitely there. We've had some really strong downhill
current. The right
current.
Kind of current,
yeah. And the water's just a little different. But, you know, it'll all come around. It'll all straighten itself out, and we'll see that typical good bass fishing that we normally are used to.
Now, there's a couple of big hurricanes down south. Does that help?
I think that'll move some water up. We'll see what it does with our water temps. We'll see how much that, you know, pushes up our way. But our key, I think we just need the sunshine. You know, like yesterday we fished. It looked like it was going to pop out down there. We were fishing bass off North County there off Camp Pendleton. Didn't end up coming out. Didn't really see it at all yesterday. So it's just...
It's like a solar warming.
It is. And you can look... Up into the hills, just off where we're fishing, and you can see the sun on the other side of the hills 2 miles from where we're fishing, but it's just over the water. It's just because the water's cold. The water's still cool. We're just not.
And that's what's causing this.
And that's what's causing it.
May, gray, June.
Then it'll burn off. And then we'll get the wind, right?
And then the wind, yeah.
Right.
If it burns off and then the wind comes.
Then the wind's just that warmer air over the landmass will suck the, you know,
the air.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so we got that for sure.
So it's a double-edged sword, right? You want the sunshine, but it'll make the good breeze. But we'll roll through it. We'll get out of it, and things will turn around, and we'll be fine. We're not stressing about it.
Yeah.
By any
no.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is what it is.
Still fish to catch.
We see it every year. It's just we're seeing it in July instead of May and June.
So rockfish, thank God, has just been off the charts, right?
It's been very good. It's been a good, you know, typically we don't want to fish that stuff this time of year, right? But you look at fish counts up and down the coast, that's what they're fishing.
What
that's what these guys down here are fishing, because it's a good opportunity, and it's just because the other stuff's just not there yet. So it has been very good for us. The 14-mile bank, being able to fish out there has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
All out there has been crazy.
You guys always do such a good job keeping your social media updated and photos from the trips and what's going on. And, yeah, the pictures of the cod fishing you guys had this year has been spectacular.
It's fun. And, you know, cod fishing sometimes gets a bad rap. But you can talk to a lot of guys that work on a lot of boats and say, what's your favorite thing to do? And that, you know.
Cod fishing.
Totally.
I love cod fishing.
People turn their nose up at it. But, I mean, you're not going to eat something any better than some of those rockfish.
Oh, yeah.
By any means. And, yeah, it's a little
bit
of work.
You get a lot of bites.
You get some bites, and it's not complicated, right? I think that's, you know, it's not the super exciting stuff, but, dude, I love it. I know you love it.
Doubt.
It's fun. So,
has the new depth changes really helped that?
It has helped in certain areas for sure. It has been very helpful. Like that 14-mile bank.
You know, we couldn't fish that before.
We couldn't fish it before, and it's opened up opportunity. And I don't think there's any chance of, you know, us putting too much pressure on that bank. You know, if you think about it, it can only hold so much fish. And being out in the open water, that fish moves around a lot. It'll move onto the bank. We'll catch some. And when it's loaded up and there's no room for new stuff to kind of move in, you know, you have to kind of catch a little bit for stuff to move in. So it's been a good opportunity for us.
Yeah,
that's good cool.
stuff. So
you've been, go ahead. I was just going to say, you've been talking, too, about, you know, when you've given the reports and stuff about guys, you know, targeting fish, fishing jigs, like, you know, I don't even want to say make the most of it because that makes it sound like it's somehow not as good as something else. But I mean, there's been a lot of fun that's gone with that. You know, you talk about guys fishing big jigs and,
right. You
know, specifically targeting like the, you know, the biggest or the best of the game fish on that style of trip.
Totally. And that's what's cool about it. Tons of different ways, right? Yeah, you can have your electric reel. You can drop your pound and a half sinker to the bottom and put an anchovy or sardine on.
You're seeing that on your boat.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
people
cool.
People with no battery packs.
Yeah, some older guys who just don't have the, you know, the strength to deal with it up and down. I mean, dude, you wind up a, you know, 2-pound sinker from, you know, 110, 115 fathom, your arm's toast, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, technology has advanced so much with the lines and the reels that it gives everyone a good opportunity to get to that stuff. But, yeah, to the jig thing, it's just another fun way, right? I equate it to, you know, the guy that's on our trip that's not always going to fly line a bait when we're bass fishing. He's going to throw the rubber lure or do something, right? It's just another option to catch fish and... It's kind of cool.
And you said it best, too, with the gear these days. I mean, it's not the old days of a broomstick and a rock cod plate and a bicycle handle and like, oh, yeah, there's something that rattled right down there. I mean, you get a bite on a, you know, on a relatively light rod with thin spectrum, and you know, you get hammered.
Yeah, and you feel it,
too. Shaking its head around.
Those jigs, you know, a lot of guys dropping that stuff, they'll get to 80 fathom, they'll just feel it stop.
That's cool.
Right? And you can feel it with that lighter gear, so it's good to see.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So what new kind of lures and jigs are you seeing that guys are really catching on?
So, you know, I don't particularly know the name. Just those knife jigs, right? Mm-hmm. Those slow pitch
fish and rock
jigs.
Fish.
Fish and rockfish with, you know, 250 to 350 gram, you know,
sweet
jigs. And I don't think the color necessarily matters for
when
they're fishing.
And they sink so good.
They sink straight down. They get to where you need to be fast, and it's just the guys that are coming with those setups prepared. I mean, don't get me wrong, you don't need that
right
to catch fish, but the guys that are coming with it are doing really good.
Drop it down on the bait, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have your two hooks, right, like you do. You're catching one at a time, essentially, but it's just a different way, and the guys are doing just fine with it.
That's the beauty of that fishing, though. Like, it's you can still do it with a strip of squid and a sinker. You can do it that way. You can load it. Yeah, whatever. It's just, it's fun. I think it's cool.
Yeah, and I mean... Here I am talking about you're not catching two at a time. Like, dude, what are you going to do with 10 rockfish, right? Like, kind of overkill. But you catch plenty. You'll get the quality. And it's been cool to see those guys doing that stuff.
That's awesome.
And you actually have boats going offshore, too, chasing tuna.
We do.
And
yeah. So it's our smaller four-pack fleet, like Christian on the Lexi. Right? Yeah. Christian Sikas. He runs a little four-pack Anderson. Sick little rig.
Yeah.
He's been out there. And he's getting them. He's getting bites. He's catching fish. He's doing really well, whether it's at Clemente, Catalina, out there catching that bluefin. He's had a good season to start.
He's been on the show with us before, and he runs a really cool operation. And the thing that's so rad about, you know, that kind of fishing is you're part of it. You're part of the crew. You know, it's you know,
totally.
Whether it's setting a flyer or whatever it is, like, you know, you're very involved in all of it.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. He ties up right next to us. We see each other every morning, and, you know, he sees his guys get on the boat. I'm like, okay, those are your guys. They're going to be helping you today.
He's
like, sometimes he has that look like, oh, I'm doomed. And at the end of the day, he's like, dude, they figured it out, and we did really well.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. So you do have a couple four-pack.
We do. Yeah, we have that, and we have another guy that has a boat called the Second Chance. His name's Daniel Lavabera. He does smaller kind of boutique-y type charter for, like, we have some resorts and some hotels near the harbor. So he does, like, some easy half-day stuff. He'll go offshore. He'll fish whatever, you know, his charter people. And we have a boat called The Current, that another six-pack boat that runs. And, of course, Todd Manser on the boardroom. He's
boardroom.
Out there very busy as well. So we've got a good lineup of four-pack and six-pack boats that stay plenty busy when things get rolling.
And, you know, Todd's been getting them.
Yeah, and when he's been out, he's been at Catalina, Clemente. I don't think he's been out tuna fishing quite yet with any of his groups, but That'll happen.
Yeah.
They'll get out there.
And do all these boats charter through Dana Ware Sports?
They do. Yeah. Some of them can do some direct stuff with them, but most of it all goes through the landing office. Yeah. They can get you dialed in. They have all their schedules, all their open availability.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about with Captain Brian Willie, Dana Ware Sport Fishing.
Totally. And we had so much fun talking plastic and calico bass, and there is no place like bass fishing up at Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Going to be so
bass
much.
Bass capital of the world.
No doubt, man. Yeah. Going to be so much great info and a lot of fun, and we just want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the phone number here if you want to reach us. Or you can send us a text. Text the show option. So popular anymore in Let's Talk Hookup. The way you do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If you caught a great tip that you wanted to hear from Doug Kern from yesterday, you can just fire off the app. And Adam does a great job of getting our shows listed there super quick. Again, great time, great info, to chance to talk to Wooly, but also a really killer couple of prizes today. So both the callers and the texters are going to have a shot at winning something fun today. We are giving away 2 half-day passes to go fishing up at Dana Ware Sport Fishing and 2 3-quarter-day passes to go fishing up at Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Our prize coin between the callers and texters is going to decide where the half-day goes and where the three-quarter goes. So a couple of great prizes, again, both available for callers and texters. Everybody has a shot at winning today. Again, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text to that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great morning with Cap Woolley in here. Phones are packed up. Texts are rolling through. Today's going to be a great day.
Yeah, let's jump into the phones. They're packed. They want to talk to Cap Brian.
No doubt about it, man. We're going to start close to home, or close to the world headquarters anyway, and start with Paul. He's calling us from Ocean Beach. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started here this morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys? Hey, you know, I'm kind of new to brag fishing. I got the heavy stuff down for night. I'm marking my line with 80 pounder, 100. I want to start fishing braid, lighter rig. So I was wondering what color. Is the green okay?
Or are you talking for, like, inshore stuff, or are you talking for, you know, kelp patty style fishing, or in what application are you
using? Patties, you know, yellowtail and small tuna. I wonder if I need to stick with the white or the yellow, if I can use the green.
Yeah, well, if you're fishing on a sport boat, I'd say you're going to do the crew a favor by sticking with the white. Try and keep the white. That green stuff, I mean, it works great if you're on your own private boat or something like that. But if you're on a sport boat where there's potential of tangles and, you know, having to follow your line and do that kind of stuff, white's for sure the way to go on that. That's what I would tell you.
Yeah, when you're standing above looking at the water with that dark green line, boy, it's sure tough to
it's just
tough to judge it and gauge it. And when it's twisted around another line, just it's tough.
And at night, you can't see it at all.
Period.
It just disappears. Yeah.
I don't think the color makes a lick of difference, especially, you know, knowing that you're attached to a little bit of fluorocarbon. You got a good bait that's racing off, like, they don't care one bit. And if it was just a mental thing in your mind where it's like, man, I don't like the white, just sharpie up the last 5 feet of your line or 10 feet of your line or whatever. You know what I mean? Keep it white the whole way through. I don't do this, but if that's, you know, I know plenty of people that are just like, I just don't like that white line. All right, like, just sharpie up the last 5 or 10 feet, you know, because that's at that point your line is out of the water, you know, when they're trying to, by the time you're relying on that last 10 feet, it's straight up and down, we can see the fish, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Hope that helps.
I'm with Willie. Yeah,
keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a great text,
I thought so. Yeah, I thought it was a fun one. This one, it was from John, who's from Rancho San Diego. Says, hey, great start to the show. Always love when Willie's on. Hey, Brian, can you tell us what your personal favorite type of fishing is that you enjoy the most? And also, if you could give us a rundown of how you got your start in the fishing industry.
Got it. Well, my personal favorite, I love calico bass fishing. I just enjoy fly lining a bait for whatever is going on. I kind of like it all, to be totally honest with you. We were talking rockfish a little bit ago. I love fishing rockfish. But where we are and the trips that we run, we do a lot of half day and three quarter day stuff on the coast. I mean, I love calico bass fishing. I'm not hardcore purist where it has to be, you know, all on artificials.
You'll put a bait on.
I'll fish a live bait. I'll fish an anchovy, sardine, or a mackerel, depending on what we're doing. If we're fishing up in the boilers, I'll fish a mackerel. We're fishing, you know, over some hard bottom and there's fish way out away from the chum, I'll put on a hard bait and make a cast. I enjoy it all. I don't spend a lot of time fishing, you know, a little bit here and there when I'm on the boat, but on my days off, I don't really fish a whole lot. I'm just kind of, you know, away from the scene for a little bit. Yeah, totally. But I love calico bass fishing. This last summer when we had all that mahi, you know, throwing a couple baits and catching, just kind of whatever. I don't really have a hardcore
favorite. That must
have been
crazy, huh?
But yeah,
that mahi?
That was some good stuff.
Hopefully we'll get some of that.
See some of that. Absolutely.
That was like right out your backyard.
It was
too.
Close. I mean, 8-10 miles we were.
Jeez. You live and fish in, like, I mean, honestly, you could like pull down on your fingers, like, some of the best calico country in the entire state is right in your front yard, and the two islands that you fish the most, like,
it's all there.
Where have you seen the most, you know, standout big ones, cool ones? Is it big coastal fish from your years of fishing? Is it from the islands? Like, where do the big ones most commonly come from?
I think the big ones that I've seen have been the coastal ones.
Okay.
Yeah, shallow water, you know, 2 fathom in close, just beyond, you know, just outside the waves or
really?
On the boilers. Yeah, it's all been the coastal stuff, 6, 7s, 8s.
Jeez,
yeah,
that's
some
cool.
Some fun.
You got to catch him before Big Al at Sports Bar.
That's
right.
Yeah, I try and stay out of his little zone. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get from his little zone.
Yeah, he's quite the bass fisherman, that man.
He's out there every day.
Yeah.
It seems like it's
sure.
Every day.
Yeah. Hey, I have another great text, too. It says, good morning, guys. Just wanted to say I was on the Fishers of Men charter a few weeks ago at a Dana War Sport Fishing on your boat.
Okay.
Some fun. And he said they limited out on good quality rockfish on the 14-mile bank, then ended the day inside bass fishing and barracuda fishing. What made the day was you and your crew, Josh and Dan, all smiles. Great job. I was the one fishing the slow pitch outfit and at the stern. And thanks again. I got my jig back with your help. And that's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Nice. Yeah. What's cool about that 14 is, I mean, it's not too terribly far for us on a three-quarter day. We can jam out there and get on that fish. And when that place wants to bite, you know, you can get it done pretty quick. You know, get what you need. Maybe not, you know, full limits for everybody, but catch what you're going to need to take home and enjoy and have some free time left. So we're able to kind of shoot in and get in over some hard bottom and catch some bass to kind of mix it up.
Yeah,
so you're not just
right.
stuck, you know, in one mode, which is what we try to do too. You know, we don't want everyone to think that, you know, if you're going rock fishing, that we're going to just solely do that. We're going to do what's best based on the conditions for everybody, you know, so.
The mystery of rockfish. You go to one spot, it's biting full speed one day. You go right back to the same spot the next day, and it's not biting. Why?
Yeah.
What is that?
Everyone thinks rockfish just hang out in one spot, and they just live there forever until you catch it, and it's gone forever. Like, that stuff moves like crazy.
A lot.
It's all over the place. Just like you said, one day we'll be over, you know, one spot, and it's loaded up, right? And you're catching just straight reds or something on it. Next day you go back and it's not there and you got to go look for it and find it. Some days you'll find it in the mud off the rock, not even on the hard bottom. Other days it's, you know, nowhere to be seen. It's gone over the edge or it's just moved out. You know, that bait comes up where we are in that 50-fathom curve down there off San Onofre and whatnot. That bait comes up, fills in over the hard bottom, that fish gets on or whatever. Then that bait moves back out and sometimes it pulls the fish out with it and it just scatters it, or the bait will move in to the shallower hard bottom and that fish will fall in and get hung up, you know, half a mile away in, you know, 250 feet instead of 350 feet or whatever. So it just moves. That rockfish moves around a lot.
Pretty amazing.
It's just one of those things that it's hard to wrap your mind around because, you know, you think, well, there's the structure and that's where that thing lives. But I'm with you, Pete. It's so frustrating knowing, like, oh, you're just licking
your chops. You got your go-to spot.
Yeah, you're licking your chops. Oh, this thing's straight reds, boys. Get ready. We're going to be here for 10 minutes and we'll be out of here loaded and done. And, man, you just get there and just go, well,
it's crazy.
Right. No, that's not a thing anymore.
It moves in. This might sound weird, but. Dude, I use the sonar a lot when we're rock fishing, you know, because we can scan around and be like, okay, this stuff's not, you know, it's not within 200 or 300 or 400 feet of where it was yesterday. You got to go look around. And, you know, the people don't know, like, the boat will get over something. It'll drive some circles and it'll look around. We're not just, you know, aimlessly driving in circles. A lot of people don't get it. You know, we're looking, and if there's nothing there, we'll move on and scan around. And there's been times where we're in the middle of nowhere, not anywhere near any hard bottom. You get a sonar mark on the bottom and you set up on it and drift it out, and everyone's catching two at a time on the reds or the bocage or whatever. So
do they all move around? Does some move more than other? You know what I mean? Like, the reds move around more than the bocage or whatever?
I think so. I think some of that smaller stuff, you know, like your flag rockfish, your square spot rockfish, that stuff, you know, clouds up the big stuff.
We'll
just kind of hang out on the hard bottom. But those reds and those bocage, that stuff will move a lot. It'll follow the bait.
Bottom current, do you think currents at the bottom? I mean, obviously, currents are different at 600 or 500 or 400 or 300 feet than they are on the surface.
Right.
Does that have something to do with it?
I think it does. I mean, you think that fish lines up generally into the current when it feeds, right?
Yeah.
So whatever way that bottom current's pushing is where those fish are going to be. And you can pretty much figure it out by seeing what the lines are doing. If you have your meter tuned in right, you can see the lines going to the bottom. You know, you can kind of see what the lines are doing.
Okay.
So there's lots of little nuances that if you don't do it every day, you might not think that that's an important thing, but
there's
tons of little things that, you know, do make a little bit of a difference.
So do you see that when it's like, if you come to one spot and it's biting one day and the lines are going, there's a bottom current, and the next day you come and they're not biting, it's not as much current.
Right.
Do you see that?
You'll see that, or the fish are just in a different mode, or, you know, they've fed all night or whatever. But yeah, you can definitely get on a spot. It's funny, like, you can drive around on it. Like, I don't know, try to equate it. Like, when you get over, say, a spot of yellowtail or something, right, and you can kind of get over it and you throw some chum on, and you see the school kind of break apart, and you're like, okay, dude, we're going to get bites out of this, right? That rockfish kind of does the same stuff. You can get around on it, get some lines into it, and then that little spot of fish will kind of break apart, and you're like, okay, that stuff's in feed mode, and you're gonna catch on it.
Cool. So if you're all swimming around trying to
figure out.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's cool.
You just get fired up.
Good stuff. Good
stuff.
Great, well, let's head south down to Rancho Lanero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Brian.
Good morning.
What's up, John?
Buenos dias. Well, You know, we just ducked old Bernice, kind of a worrisome little hurricane that came bumping up the coast, you know, and dissipated. But it's early in the season to see these hurricanes start coming. It keeps me on my toes all summer long, I'll tell you, this weather this time of year. So, yeah, we got real warm. We have warming water now. Water, believe it or not, for 1st of July, 84, 85 degrees. Some areas bumping up to 86 already. So real, real warm water. And good fishing, you know, it hasn't hurt the fishing at all. It's been a little windier outside all week long, so it's been harder to get on the tuna. The tuna are, you know, 30, 40 miles off under the pods of porpoise, and they're a lot harder to find when it's rough outside, and the smaller boats don't like to go that far out. So it hasn't been a real, real strong yellowfin week, and I don't think it's because they're not here. I just think it's weather not permitting. But I'll tell you, we've been catching lots of big Dorado. Nice, nice Dorado. Every boat's coming in with one or two. It's in the 20 to 35, 40-pound range. Real, real nice. Mostly bulls, you know, solitary. They're not really schooling, but they're picking them up, in particular when they're out fishing for the marlin. And marlin bite is very, very good. Very spread, but certainly on the banks in front of La Rivera. A really, really a wide open marlin bite. Gosh, multiples for almost everybody that's targeting marlin. Cold ballyhoo seems to be the trick for them. And roosterfish are big roosterfish. You know, this typical for this time of year. Very, very good roosterfish, and almost all on Caballito. And the boats are actually going out and making their own Caballito, their own bait. There's loads of them around, and then slow trolling them off the lighthouse and all the way down almost to Pomo Park in that area. In a little deeper water, they're not right up against the beach, but everybody's picking them up and releasing them. And big ones, you know, 50, 60 pounders are common, real, real big rooster fish. So good fishing right now, you guys, with the exception of the yellowfin, where they're out there waiting for calmer weather. So we're pleased. It's going to be another good year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, yeah, that's a little early for hurricanes, right? But hopefully that's it gets them out of your system here early.
Yeah, well, you remember what? 4 years ago, we had to cancel the Let's Talk Hookup tournament 1st of June for a while.
Right.
And,
yeah. So
and that same season, the last one was over Thanksgiving, so it's like 6 month hurricane season for us.
Too long, right?
Yeah. No, you got it. You got it.
Well, glad it's veering out, and you're all safe. And if somebody wants to take advantage of the wrap-up season, shall we call it, at Rancho Leonero. This is it, guys. You want to go? Here's your chance. How do we do it, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You will. You'll see me next Sunday. I'm on the show.
Oh, right.
Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday with Yusuf from Cutwater. Yeah, that'll be fun. Next Sunday, we'll see you right here in the world headquarters. And Yusuf, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good show. Yusuf knows his stuff.
Oh, yeah, and I know he just fished in a tournament down at the ranch, too. Did quite well.
Yeah, he did, and they did good. They had real good numbers on their tournament last week, so for sure.
Fantastic.
Okay,
we'll see you right here in the world headquarters next Sunday.
See you next week. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Great show. A couple of questions. Wanted to ask of your guest, what's the difference between fishing out of San Diego Landings or fishing out of Dana Landings? And then for Rick, I won a rod the other day, a Therese 30 to 60 pound. What would be a good reel to combo up with that?
Got it. Well, I mean, we fish a lot of the same stuff, right? Like if you're talking half day, three quarter day, Scott, we do fish calico bass the same way these guys down here are going to fish calico bass. You know, our habitat's maybe a little bit different. You know, these guys down here have a little bit deeper hard bottom than what we have to fish up by us. Our boats are in great shape and clean. We've got awesome crew that, you know, runs our program on all of our boats. But, I mean, there's a lot of similarities.
It's Southern California sport fishing, so it's all going to be similar. But when the bass is biting at Dana Wharf, there is no cooler place. I absolutely love it. My dad and I, when I was growing up, we would always drive up there. It's a cool change of pace. The boats are so clean and well run.
the beautiful coastline.
The crew that checks people in there are just, again, awesome, well-oiled machine. It's just a really fun thing, and it's just a little, it's just a little jaunt up the road. I mean, just for a fun change of pace, change of scenery, if you're a San Diego guy, you totally owe it to yourself to go up there. And I shouldn't limit it to just bass fishing. I didn't mean anything like that, but it's just, it's so cool up there.
It's just, yeah, you're
in shallow. I really like it. I love fishing Dana Wash Sport.
It's just a fun, different deal. You
totally
know, it's like
is.
Some of our guys, right? They'll come down here and fish a half day on their days off, yeah. Right? Just to mix it up.
It's different.
Something different.
Yeah, we try to
different
flavor.
Part of the coast, even though it's only what?
Yeah, 60 miles. Yeah.
It's a different coast. Mm-hmm.
We try to steal all your crew members.
It happens, yeah.
All of them.
Don't get me started. Yeah.
Yeah. And the rod.
Oh, your rod, yeah. I mean, stoked for you, man. A Therese 30 to 60 pound rod. A lot of their line ratings refer, which you have to decipher the two. A lot of their line ratings refer to the Power Pro or the backing. So sometimes, you know, you would see that as a lot of the Therese rods will say, like, Power Pro 30 to 60 pound. And you have to know that that's not necessarily the same as, like, your CalStar or Seeker 30 to 60 that would refer to the end game or top shot. So, you know, if you were fishing 30 to 60 pound backing, that typically would make for a 25 to 40 pound style of rod. So assuming that's the case and you're looking for a reel that fish somewhere in there, Trinidad 20, Torium 20, maybe a Talica 10 or a Speedmaster 10, something in that size. Live bait, small, fits in your hand good, fly lines bait well, catch a kelp patty yellowtail or a yellowfin as they roll in or some of the school size bluefin. That's what I'd be looking, you know, 20 size star drag reel or like 10 size lever drag 2-speed.
Great to hear from you, Sherman. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump into the phones.
They're packed up, man.
Yeah.
How about this time we talk to Chris? Chris is calling from San Diego this morning. What's up, Chris? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. I want to thank you and Mr. Ireland for a wonderful, wonderful 27 years. That's a wonderful place. It's going to sunset. We fished it.
Yeah, Chris, always great to see you and your family down there at Rancho Leonero. And, yeah, indeed, it was and such a fun group of people that would rendezvous there every year. And it's sad to see it go away. There's no doubt about it.
I get legitimately bummed out at the end of John's report every weekend. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, every time we do one, it's like, man, it's one step closer to there not being Rancho Leonero. Like, I know that there's still a lot of great season in front of us and there's a lot of good fishing, but every time I just think a little bit more like, man, I'm going to miss that place so much.
Yeah.
It's just been so many great memories, Chris, with you and your crew and the fam and everybody else. It was a great spot.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate it very much and always great to have you guys. You have a good text, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Good morning, guys. Wooly, can you give me a rundown on hooks? What is your go-to hook for fishing yellows at the island? Do you prefer a J or a circle? Also, what size, and does that change if you're switching from sardines to squid? That's all from Matt T. in Camarillo.
Got it. So, in particular, like every day on the boat, I'm fishing a J hook, right? If we're bass fishing or if we're at Catalina fishing bass with the potential of yellowtail and whatnot, I like just the regular Mustad. Was it like the 94-150, just the regular old J-hook in the bronze color, right? Assorted sizes and whatnot. Circle hook application, like if we're offshore kelp patty fishing for yellowtail or mahi or something like that, then, yeah, I'll definitely recommend with our passengers go with a little shot of fluorocarbon and a circle hook.
But day in and day out,
like we'll see guys fishing
J-hook
kelp bass with the circle hook, right? And it's just, I don't think that's the best setup per se, right? You need to be able to set the hook on some of that stuff. Guys have a hard time remembering not to set the hook, right? When you're fishing a J-hook, when you're fishing a live bait like that in a kelp. So certainly certain times, application, when it's applicable with that circle hook, but 9 out of 10 times, we're tying on J-hooks and using J-hooks, be it for your squid, your sardine, or your anchovy. Yeah, 100%.
All right.
Good
great.
Info.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump right back into them. And this time, talk to Benjamin. He's calling us from Cardiff. What's up, Benjamin? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Long time no here. You guys are just doing a great show as usual. That bass fishing is just amazing. I was going to ask, do you guys ever use any plastics out there, or are you just strictly using live bait? Because I know calicos are pretty ferocious.
No, we got guys that use the gamut. Like, we've got some hardcore regulars that all they're going to fish is the artificials, and they'll fish anything from, you know, a fluke-style bait to, a slug to, a paddle-tail swim bait. We've got guys that fish hard baits, like your SP minnows, your waxwing jigs, some of your castable hard bait jigs. You know, everything has an application and a time and a place. I think, a lot of times when we're first getting set up on a spot, the guys fishing the live bait are going to have the better opportunity. And once we're kind of anchored up and got some chum going and those fish are up and off the hard bottom or midwater, then you can start incorporating some of your swim baits with your lead heads and whatnot, or your flukes with the lead head. And then, you'll see some of your fish, once the chum's all kind of developed and doing its thing, some fish on the outskirts of your chum line, then that's a great time to, tie in a hard bait and make a longer cast and get some fish that way. Same with the surface iron. So we see all of it. We see the gamut. I don't think necessarily one fish is better than the other. I'll tell you, I think those hard baits, you're going to catch more legal fish just because of the bigger profile of the bait. You just have a better tendency to get bigger bites from bigger fish. The small fish will always eat an anchovy and go after sardine. But I think if you're fishing for bigger bass, have something set up so when that chum's going, you have a better shot of getting the cast out of the way from the boat. But I don't think one particular is better. Just different time, one might be better. But, per se, I don't think it matters.
Go-to hard bait for you.
Gosh, man, that salt minnow, I love casting that thing. I don't like really fishing the heavy sinking one. One that you can just make a cast. I love fishing the waxing. Yeah, or the current sniper, too. We had guys out just last week that were just roping them on that current sniper.
Yeah.
You can just make those longer casts with that braided line and, work it all the way up through, over the top of whatever kelp you might be fishing or over the hard bottom.
That bass fishing gear's made such an evolutionary change, too.
Totally.
When I was a kid, you fished 12-pound.
Right.
That was it. You fished a bass reel with 12-pound.
Yep.
And now, Power Pro casts so good, and you can fish, you're the same application, you're fishing 30 pound or 50 pound braid and a little piece of fluorocarbon, and you can pull your fish out of the weed so much better.
And not worry about losing your jig if it gets hung up. But that tackle's come
so far.
Tremendous, the differences. And it fishes well. It fishes, but again, time and a place.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Time and a place. There's sometimes where
the 12 pound didn't stop working either.
No, it still works. And when times are tough, things are tricky right now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the bass fishing, when conditions aren't right, are hard, and you got to kind of dial it back. You're not going to get that opportunity to make that cast with that hard bait, and you got to go to your lighter monofilament to get your bites. So coming
color prepared, matter
on
the hard baits?
I think just a standard bait color, your sardine pattern, your mackerel pattern, have fished best. I think if the sun's up, some of those brighter colors will get you some baits, too. But, I just think that there's those confidence colors that you have in your box. I tie on this one that looks, like a sardine, I can catch fish on. I think that has a lot to do with it, too. There's so many different colors and so many different options. Just having that one-colored swim bait that you have confidence in, that I can make, 10 casts, 20 casts, and get a bite or two out of, that amount of casts. I think that's a big deal. We get guys that get caught up on color all the time. Make two casts, no bite, go and change it out to something else.
Today.
No, dude, just make your casts, make 20, 30 casts. You don't get a bite, okay, maybe switch it up and try something different. But I don't think, per se, it makes that much difference.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Brian Woolley. You're listening to the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. It now accommodates 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh made
homemade burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest filler of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, for a two-speed lever drag reel, I am a Talica guy. But at Whalers Cove Lodge, they had 16 Speedmasters.
Oh, dude.
And I'm telling you what, the first time I've actually used Speedmaster, it's a heck of a reel,
right?
Half the price.
I always say that same thing. A Speedmaster is literally half the price. But a Talica is not twice the reel. You know what I mean? It's bang for the buck. You cannot beat Speedmaster. And you thought the 16 was cool. All these Bluefin guys with the 20s and the 25, you're talking about a reel that is very capable of knife jigging up, you know, a fish 150 pounds, 200 pounds.
Sure.
But costing you in that low $300 price range, they're awesome.
Yeah, and if value for the money.
Yeah,
Speedmaster by Shimano is made. Again, it's not a Talica. The pinnacle of lever drag reels is certainly going to be always be Talica. But if you're looking for a great reel on a budget, Speedmaster by Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, taking your phone calls. Lots going on. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. And it's time for tuna in SoCal. And if you're not already using Gamakatsu hook, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in all sizes, as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for the big fish, check out that Nautilus HD. It's tough enough, but not too oversized. They both come ringed or non-ringed. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com for more info. Let's start it off. We got a bonus to the Catch Report. Marcus from...
Normally it's Captain Brian Woolley, but he's right here with us, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's up, Marcus? Oh, looks like it might have just dropped there.
He's on the boat, right?
Yeah, he is.
So hopefully he'll call back. He's offshore, I'm sure, right?
He's on the second day of a 2-day.
Oh, he's on the second day of a cool day. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll get him back. Oh, and
there you go. I got you.
Marcus, we got Marcus?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys.
What's morning. Up, buddy?
Oh, not much. Just having enjoying the nice weather today. Second day of our 2-day trip.
And sounds like there's been some good fishing. Willie was kind of giving us the lowdown, but sounds like you guys have been off to a great season. And how's the trip going?
It's going pretty well. We're on the second day of our 2-day trip. We spent the first day targeting that bluefin tuna that's been in our local waters, and we had an impressive show of fish yesterday. Obviously, bluefin being bluefin, we had some opportunities and. Got a handful of nice fish on the deck. Biggest one we ended up last night was about 150.
Woo.
And quite a few fish in the 60 to 80 pound range.
Nice. That's awesome.
We're taking a different approach today. We're fishing the island today. We got a handful of nice yellowtail on deck and a couple going. They're biting the heavy line today too, getting them a few on the yo-yo iron. And overall, just enjoying the weather, actually. Nice change of pace, and things are really coming together.
7:25.
Nice. That's great news.
Yeah, I like that yo-yo. Yeah. That yo-yo fishing over there, man. That's good times.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah.
I was going to say, what's the grade like of the yellowtail over there right now, Marcus?
Oh, we were last couple of days. I don't know, just a new batch of fish came in or what, but we've been seeing a lot of fish in that 25 to 35 pound range.
Nice,
right?
The other day we had one. Yeah, we had one at 43 pounds as our biggest fish, and quite a few in that 35 pound range. Obviously, some heartbreaks too. Yeah. So those are just mean fish.
I was just gonna say, when they start to be that size, like you're lucky if you get half of the bites that you get, you know. A 40-pounder that's got his head pointed the wrong direction can make it back to structure just about no matter what type of tackle he's attached to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't get that big for no reason.
That's cool.
That's cool. What's the schedule for the Fury coming up? Ah, got him. There he goes.
You still here? Is he there?
Open party.
Yeah.
He's cutting out. Well, you probably know what the schedule is.
So, yeah, he's got lots of charter business. I mean, the majority of his trips are chartered.
Chartered up.
Excuse me. So he does have some open party trips. His open stuff's probably already full, to be totally honest with you, because there's, you know.
So popular. Hard
so
to get
popular, and there's, you know, a couple of months by this time of the year. So.
But you can book it right at DanaWharfSportFishing.com, right?
Hit us at DanaWharf.com. You can call the office, and they can give you a potential. They can even get you on a wait list. If there's, you know, an open trip, there might be a spot or two that opens up, because he books that far out in advance. You know, sometimes things come up, and people have to bail out. But,
popular deal.
Yeah, so.
You know.
But, yeah, he's having a great season, getting over there. And what's cool, again, like you were saying, he's able to, you know, stretch his legs if he needs to from where we're at and get down there and fish that bluefin or something at the island. I mean, that island yellowtail, they, like my reports have been the last few weeks, like they're seeing that stuff. It was just a matter of time before it wanted to kind of get
really
with it.
To go.
So they've had some weather, obviously, last week or, the last 10 days it had them out of the mix over there. Everyone just kind of got, you know, the wind blew them out there. But that stuff settles in. I tell you, man, that yo-yo fishing, that great official there.
Fun.
It's a good time, man.
Yeah, and sounds like they have epic weather today and
so we'll see how they do,
too,
at the end of the day. We'll see what their scores. And he's got a good charter group on there. Just some good fishermen.
Nice.
So,
yeah, well, you know, the thing about the Fury, it still has the legend of Captain Doesbird.
It does. He still does an occasional appearance in night drive or something if they're in a pinch. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Mostly, you know, I know he said he's on a 2-day right now. Is it mostly 2 days, day and a half, so overnights? What's the most common run for Fury?
So he's mostly an overnight deal.
Okay.
You know, he does some day and a half stuff, and then the next day he'll do an all day, like the Catalina or something to stay busy. But yeah, primarily overnight. I think he doesn't mind running the 2-day stuff, but I think his bread and butter is just the standard overnight.
Cool. And what's the load on the Fury?
He'll fish. He tries to fish with 25, I think, is his magic number.
Oh, wow, yeah,
so,
that's light.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, if you want to get through on the phones, it's been a busy morning. A couple lines open right now at 213-432-1090. You want to get through, you have a chance to win 2 half-day trips at a Dana Worth Sport Fishing and 2 3-quarter-day trips at a Dana Worth Sport Fishing. Both the callers and the texters are going to win today. And if a way we're going to figure out whether you get the 3-quarter-day or the half-day, we're going to flip the magic coin at the end of the broadcast here. Let's find out what's in the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
What's going on, gents?
Hey,
what's up, Gundy?
You know, one of the guys on our trip, Martin, told me last night when we landed, he said, I'll be looking forward to Gundy's surf fishing forecast for tomorrow because that's where I'm headed tomorrow morning. So.
Yeah, right on. Well, hey, his timing's right, man. There's some real good fishing right now.
Yeah, all right.
We'll start off, like I said, more good fishing. Water temp's warming. We've got some 65, 66-degree water. You know, it's a little uneven, so you got to find those little warmer beaches. Strong full moon tide. A grunion run starting on the 3rd, so we got all the things working. The big story this week was the Corbina fishing, especially on the southern front. Very good fishing, lots of quality fish. We had a couple fish pushing the 5-pound mark, and then the croaker bites also taking off up and down the coast. We had some real big spotfin, and then nice 2 to 4-pound yellowfin, and a lot of yellowfin in the surf line. Real steady fishing, too, on the halibut. We had a big influx of smaller fish. But that's to go with little.
Oh, we dropped Gundy there. Cellular craziness today.
Yeah, right.
Actually, Marcus was on a sat phone, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, Gundy sounds like, hopefully Gundy will call back. But in the meantime, I have a great text from Corey in Escondido. And Corey writes, good morning, guys. I've not had the pleasure of fishing out of the landing yet, but Wooly sure sounds like a great guy to fish with. I have a couple of questions. I have a family with kids coming into town on vacation. Is there a boat or a trip you'd recommend for a family with kids on their first trip? And what is the parking like at Danny Worsford?
Awesome. Dude, we love families and kids. That's, you know, right up our alley. We're all about that kind of stuff. Half-day trip, I think, would be a good solid start for you and your family. Any of our boats are accommodating to kids.
Totally.
Like, anyone. You can be on the Sun Fun, the Clemente, the Real Fun, or the Dana Pride, any of those open party trips, and you're going to have a great time. The crew gravitates towards the groups with the kids. We have a cool trip on Sunday afternoons where prior to the trip, the kids come down. We do, like, a kids clinic with the kids. Go over, you know, how to hook a bait, how to get a bait out of the hand well, you know, the fish that you might see, different techniques and stuff, just to kind of get that, you know, that timid edge off. You know, sometimes the kids are a little, you know, a little timid to jump right into it. So we try and break that ice for them, so when they get out fishing, they get it figured out. So that's a cool little dockside deal. And then the boat leaves on the afternoon and fishes that half-day trip. So, yeah, bring your kids. We'd love to have you. And then our parking is free. We have free parking. You just, you know.
Tons of it.
Get your parking permit from the office that you check in. There's plenty of it. And
So give us a procedure when you arrive at Dana Worsford, because it's a little confused. That harbor is a busy place.
It's busy in the morning.
A little confusing about where and when to go. So
the best thing to do is, you're right, you roll in. You can park in the main lot right in front of our office. Go get yourself checked in. If you need to rent tackle or buy a license or do any of that stuff, right, we'll take care of you there. And then at check-in, when you get your ticket and whatnot, the person behind the counter will give you a parking permit, and they'll just kind of give you a quick verbal directions to where the parking lot is. It's literally right next to the launch ramp, which is just the adjacent parking
right
lot.
Right there.
So it's simple. So park close, unload your stuff, get checked in, go park your car, come back in line. It's basic.
I just want to say one more thing about the kids in Dana Worsford. Like, it's the answer that everybody gives, and it's the truth. You know, everywhere you go, everybody's about the kids. Everybody loves to have it, but nobody talks the talk like Dana Worsford does. I mean, like you said, the kids' clinics, all the discounted fares and times of year that you guys do for the kids, the kids' camps during the summer times and spring break. Like, I don't think anybody embraces, like, the next generation of fishermen like Dana Worsford does. Everybody does a good job. You guys do an exceptional job.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we're stoked on it. And that our kids' camp, like, there's a guy working for me right now that is, like, multi-kids' camp alumni, right? He went
That's so cool.
I mean, the guy, someone texted and said, you know, Josh and Daniel. Daniel is one of the guys that's working for us now that went through our kids camp and he's into it. So it's,
well, look at that.
It's like, you know, it's like the minor leagues, right?
Totally.
You kind of
hit
the farm system. So
yeah,
it's cool. We get those guys up, and we do. We really do enjoy taking kids fishing.
Yeah. Well, Dana Worsford local Gundy is back. Good morning. Hey, Gundy.
Hey, I dropped out. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what I dropped out there.
Right at the beginning, so.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I'll sum it up really quick. More good fishing, very good corbina fishing on the southern front there, and then a big influx of halibut. You know, Hook, Line, Sinker reported lots of halibut in the surf line, guys getting 4, 5, 6 fish in a session, very good fishing. That bite on Shoreline Drive is still going on there. The flash minnows, ghost color, cherry berries, the white patterns, the grunion have been strong in there. So very good fishing, fish up to 34 inches. And then down south, Pacific Coast posted a 7-pound, 1-ounce spot fin croaker. So that tells you it's croaker time. Lots of yellowfin in the surf. But this fish was caught on a cluster of baby mussels. And you're seeing guys do this, especially the pier fishermen. What they'll do is get a pier treble and rip some mussels off the piling, or go down onto the beach and get the mussels off the piling, and then go down into the base of those mussels and get those little baby ones, and they'll get a cluster of those, crush them just a little bit, and then put them on a treble hook, and the spot fin love that kind of thing, and they're getting some big fish, 7-pound, 1-ounce. That's an example of something working.
Wow.
No kidding.
That's cool, Gundy.
Good surf fishing, right?
Yeah, that's the good stuff we get from our local tackle shops, Pete. Yeah. That's the technique that make it happen.
Well,
and Willie, are we seeing any white sea bass in the kelp edge yet?
We're seeing some small ones. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, some of the guys that are the hardcore guys are catching some fish, right? They're
okay.
They're timing. It's, you know that deal. It's, you're up all night for one bite kind of a deal. But there's been some nice fish caught for sure. And then some of those guys fishing, there's been quite a bit of bait. Out in like 10 fathom from below the harbor down to like San Mateo Point. Those guys, you know the deal, slow trolling a mackerel or floating a bait into that. I've been getting some bites too.
Yeah, I think Gundy was the one that kind of introduced the Hamburguesa rig, right, Gundy?
I wouldn't say that, but that was the way I got a big one. I got a 58 on a surface iron, and I was dragging in a baby barracuda.
Oh,
and this big thing was about 6 inches between the eyes, come up on the fish, and I just fly lined it, and it took it.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you got to adapt at the moment, you know, and sometimes that's that makes a difference.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, well,
This is a time, though, I tell you, this is the time that fish starts moving into the shallows. You can start fishing those kelp edges, and you can find some nice quality fish, especially in that stretch where Willie's at.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, Gundy, great to hear from you. A good surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunnison. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Later, thanks, man. Gundy. Appreciate that.
Speaking of tail grabbers, I have a good story from Whalers Cove Lodge. Lolly was fishing a bait, and she got bit on something and just kind of left it down there. And then something big started grabbing her. And she'd reel up, wouldn't get the hook in it, drop it back down, get a bit again, like big, giant yank, drop back down again. Finally gave up on it, reeled it up. It was about a 4-pound silver gray that was just shredded.
So you know what that is.
Giant halibut. Yeah.
Or big halibut.
Yeah. Rad. Giant halibut, probably, because we were in halibut zone.
Got it.
But anyway, that wraps up our catch report today. CCA and Bill Barnet are teaming up for an on-the-surf fishing clinic at Bolsa Chica State Beach. Learn the right rig on the sand and bait on fish on the beach. The event is Saturday, July 15th, but you must register in advance. Register and find more information. Go to surffishtackle.com and click on seminars. This event will sell out, so sign up early.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.